Mexico will support aerospace development in El Salvador. Contact the Central American Group to invest in aerospace development in El Salvador. Mexican and Salvadoran officials will inaugurate the new agreement to support aerospace development in El Salvador at FAMEX 2021. The Mexican aerospace industry will support the development of the NASAN aerospace cluster in El Salvador. This effort will begin with the signing of agreements with the Mexican Federation of the Aerospace Industry, FEMIA, the Mexico Aerospace Fair, FAMEX, the Aeronautical University in Querétaro, UNAQ, and the Mexican startup company Space JLTZ. Several sectors participate in aerospace development in El Salvador. For the past year and a half, the Salvadoran government, together with the private sector and academia, has been in the process of establishing its first aero cluster. The aim of supporting efforts promoting aerospace development in El Salvador is to expand the base of domestic manufacturing jobs and attract investment in the aeronautical and aerospace sectors. In addition, Mexico has agreed to play a proactive role in developing the industry in El Salvador. Yvonne Navarro, General Director of the Air Support Group, a Salvadoran business conglomerate and a part of the country's aeronautical sector, points out that the collaboration with Mexico will be centered primarily on two areas. While the first is centered on knowledge transfer, the second will concentrate on generating aerospace industry investments in Querétaro, Mexico. The Air Support Group has over 30 years of experience providing ground assistance services to airlines. Mexico's experience will guide El Salvador. With Mexico and El Salvador, this collaboration is linked to the experience that the former country has gained over the last two decades. Mexico has already developed its diverse industry clusters and its operations. Other infrastructure that the country has in place includes a clear legal framework for investment in the sector. As a part of aerospace development in El Salvador, the government seeks to adopt Mexico's accumulated know-how to implement best practices from the start. El Salvador also seeks to be a base of operation for some Mexican companies that, in due course and if it suits them, can view El Salvador as an investment point. Likewise, after having visited Querétaro, we are interested to see how to expand Air Support's operations to include investments in the Mexican aerospace market, said Navarro. For its part, the Mexican startup Space JLTZ is dedicated to developing space technology solutions for Earth observation, the Internet of Things, and the planning and operation of space missions. In addition, the company will support aerospace industry development in El Salvador by investing $1 million in opening a geospatial laboratory in the country. The new aerospace industry cluster representatives will kick off the group's partnership at an official presentation during the Mexico Aerospace Fair, FAMEX, 2021. This event will take place from September 22 to 25 at the Military Air Base No. 1 of Santa Lucia. Currently, El Salvador is home to Aeroman, the most extensive maintenance, repair, and overhaul services, MRO, company in Latin America. According to a statement published by the Salvadoran government, its cost to service aircraft are 40% lower than those of the United States and Mexico. Likewise, the Central American country also has other companies such as the Air Support Group, Helica, and academic entities that offer studies related to the sector. A total of 20 companies may be interested in promoting aerospace development in El Salvador by participating in this new cluster. El Salvador seeks to diversify its aerospace offerings. El Salvador seeks to achieve the growth of the aerospace industry by diversifying its products and integrating itself into the manufacturing supply chain of the global aerospace industry. As a result, the nation is poised to build upon its present position as one of the leading aeronautical hubs in Central America. Among the main goals that the Salvadoran government has for its NASAN Aero Cluster is to become an axis of economic development in the region while taking advantage of its privileged geographical position. The next decade will be one of great aerospace development in El Salvador, according to Yvonne Navarro. It is expected that, with the expansion of the infrastructure of the St. Oscar Arnulfo Romero y Galdames Airport in the country's capital of San Salvador, significant industry growth will take place. It is estimated that approximately $1 billion will be invested in the facility over the next several years.